You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jenna Jacoby is presented by Allstate. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate.
Hey, this is the Magic Man, and you're watching my homeboy, Jalen and Jacoby.
He's Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we
get a people?
What they want. Jalen Rose, what a Monday Night Football game we had last night. The Raiders took a 17-0 lead, but no one in the world believed in it. We all live bet the Chiefs to come back, and come back they did. However, the Raiders came back from the Chiefs' comeback. They scored a touchdown. They could have kicked the ball through the uprights easily to tie the game at 30, but instead they went for two, and Josh Jacobs' knee hit the ground before the ball crossed the plane. This was a very, very criticized decision. In the moment, I didn't like it. How do you feel about that decision and then transition into the God Travis Kelce's performance?
I'm not being a Tuesday morning quarterback Josh McDaniels. You have to kick the field goal.
I felt the same way. In the moment, I felt the same way.
You have to, like this greed that we're seeing teams have is great that you feel like all of a sudden, we're just going to take a stranglehold on the game. Josh Jacobs is having more yards than he's ever had in his career. I was rooting. Josh Jacobs was on my fantasy team. Helped me win high points this week. He and Mahomes. I wanted him to get the score. But I was like, man, just tie the game. Just tie the game. And so when it almost becomes a buzzkill in a lot of ways when he gets stopped. You sorting through the pile, you see his knee is down, and all of a sudden it seems like you're starting to chase points. And ultimately, I think that's what cost him the game.
It was, and it was also a performance, a virtuosic performance, not just by Mahomes, but by Travis Kelce. My man had 25 yards from scrimmage, 4 touchdowns. Jalen, how many touchdowns did the Chiefs score? 4. How many of them did Kelce account for? 4.
In a lot of different ways. At first, he felt like, man, I'm just wide open. They just feed me and feed me. Then he decided, you know what? I'm going to have to catch a little bit, run a little bit, show
a little
athleticism.
Yep.
Like, that's really nice. That's nice work right there. And now, that's just inexcusable.
I mean, you can't leave. He already had 3. He already had 3, and you left him open in the end zone.
They might be throwing it to Travis Kelce on that 4th one. They just might be. But I want to give him a lot of credit because he in a lot of ways, you know, Gronk is out of the league. Obviously, he's retired. But Kelce is taking the mantle as the best tight end, Jacoby, the most productive tight end. And you having 4 touchdowns for the first time on Monday Night Football, that's historic.
Absolutely. Well, Jalen, the league is looking into 2 roughing the passer penalties that occurred in critical spots over the weekend. Of course, we spoke about Tom Brady's yesterday, and we have a new one, which I think is even worse. This is Chris Jones not just sacking David Carr, but taking the ball from him, becoming the ball carrier before falling, breaking his fall with his left hand, and they said his complete weight went on the quarterback, which is why he got a roughing the passer call. Jalen, this is just stupid at this point.
So when Tua gets injured on Sunday, Jalen and Jacoby talk about it on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then when he gets injured on Thursday and everybody's talking about it Thursday night, we were saying, we told you so. The exact same thing. Jacoby, what happens is now you go so very far to try to over-legislate the rule. And of course you want to protect the quarterback. And I'm not even mad at the rule, but it's the implementation of the rule and how it's affecting these games. In particular, you said what made this one worse? He had the ball.
The ball carrier.
He is the ball carrier. He had the ball. No doubt about it. And it's literally right in front of everybody to see. And Grady Jarrett, I just feel bad. I feel like Slick Rick for him. I'm feeling sad and blue. Now that I see that again, I'm like, come on,
man. It's a tackle. That's a tackle.
That's a tackle. Isn't this tackle football? Aren't that what they're playing? And so I think they've gone too far since the Tua injury, and I think it's going to start coming back towards the medium, and these two calls are going to highlight it.
Well, before we move on from this game, it is worth just asking the simple question. Where my homies? Because the last 2 weeks, Patrick Mahomes has been absolutely electric. When they're down 17 to nothing, I'm opening up my gambling app being like, I'm betting Moneyline Chiefs right now.
Right where he got it, right where you want
watching,
him.
Everybody watching knew that Mahomes and the Chiefs somehow, some way would come back. And even though they had to get through that terrible roughing the passer call at a critical spot at the end of the first half, the Chiefs came back, put together some great drives, all because of that man and the magic that he performs.
And also, Valdez Scantling, he did a really good job. Mecole Hardman was getting open. And Patrick Mahomes, just as you mentioned, just a dual threat. Throwing it to backside of the backfield, quick throws, throws up the field, throws across the middle, runs for first downs, different arm angles. Like, he's an incredible player. And the one thing about watching him that I love, it's like a Ja Morant. In basketball, it seems it's off schedule. I love that. It's not like everything is just like a drill and it's surgical. It's more like he doesn't, when the ball gets snapped, he doesn't know what he's gonna do.
No, I
appreciate that when I'm watching him play.
That's a great point. That's a great point. I also wanna mention this about this game. Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy are holding Pacheco out because they don't want to put too much Pacheco on tape. Trust me, he will be a big part of their offense later on in the season. Jalen, it is never too early to get ready for a game that we all had circled on the schedule once it was released, and that is this upcoming Sunday afternoon, 4:25 Eastern. It is these Chiefs who put together two great performances in back-to-back weeks after losing to the Colts against the Buffalo Bills in Kansas City. In my opinion, the two best teams in the AFC go to head-to-head, the same place where they went head-to-head in the playoffs last year, and it came down to the last 13 seconds. The Bills Mafia, the Griselda family, will be infiltrating Kansas. Mr. Rose, what do you see, Rose Stradamus? We're going to be talking about this game every day until Sunday. What do you see in week 6 in Kansas City at 4:25 Eastern?
It's just going to be great to see Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen on the field at the same time. After what happened in that historic playoff game last year, Jacoby.
Yup.
Like, that's one of the greatest football games and endings and high scoring.
They changed
on
the
edge of your seat.
They changed the rules because of that game. They straight up had a meeting and changed the rules of football because of this contest. I can't wait.
You know, but Stephon Diggs is a name that I'm going to throw out there to have two TDs. So I know you keep your betting app handy, and
always.
I know you're going to have Josh rushing for at least one.
Always.
But don't sleep on Diggs catching two.
Okay. I will not sleep on that. And when it comes through, I will buy you an adult beverage. But right now we have to discuss the most important thing that happened on Sunday in the world of sports. It has nothing to do with football. It has nothing to do with the baseball playoffs. It has everything to do with Jalen Rose's appearance on Celebrity Jeopardy. It's a pre-tape show. So every time we brought it up, you had a little smile on your face. And I assumed it was because you did great. However, it didn't exactly go that way. Let's just take a little sampling of Jalen's performance on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Actually brewed more like a beer, this Japanese rice wine is about 15% alcohol and often drunk warm. Ike.
What is sake?
Yes. This word for a Swedish-style buffet comes from words meaning butter and table. Jalen.
What is buffet?
Nope. A traditional wedding vow says, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to do this. Jalen.
What is till death do us part?
Nope.
You could say, when you said till death do us part, you said with a question mark, you're looking around the studio like, what is till death do us part? It's a Rose. I've seen you drink sake so many times. I've seen you order thousands of bottles of hot sake in my life. It is your number one go-to. You love sushi restaurants. You don't even eat sushi. You're there just for the sake. And I saw you like this during the sake one. I saw you like this. And I was like, this is rigged. I know he knows that answer. This must be rigged. I'm going to launch an investigation. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Because of that sake answer alone, I know that they set this up for you to fail. It is not your fault, Mr. Rose. It is not your fault.
I love you too, brother. Thank you very much. But it was great to win money and support the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy.
You didn't win that money.
It was fun. I want to shout Mayim Bialik for having me on, a terrific host, Celebrity Jeopardy. I had an amazing time. But one of those things that you digest, Jacoby, that you underestimate is, it's a little paragraph. And my vision ain't the best, and it ain't the closest, first off. The second is, I gotta read it and think about it, the answer. And underestimated that you also got to be fast pressing the button.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a lot of different muscle memory.
It's a lot.
And so on the ones that I felt like I knew, I'm pressing it like sake, and I got frustrated. And then so like, I'm going to just press it every time now to see if it's red. And then they call on me a couple times. I wasn't even ready. I said words that was in the answer. Just like dumb answers. There were words that were in the question, you know what I'm saying? Literally. And so, also, I'm like...
To love and to till death do us part is not how it works, dog. No. To love and to cherish.
And sickness and health.
Yeah.
And sickness and health, right?
Jalen, hold on. We're not done just relishing in this performance from Sunday. We have another clip.
That brings us to the end of Triple Jeopardy. Jalen, you're at minus 1,300. You still get to play Final Jeopardy.
Yes, yes,
yay!
Yes.
What did you write down?
I wrote Katrina.
Yes, you did. Unfortunately, that is not correct. How much did you wager?
All of it.
All of it, okay.
You know, man, all of it at this point. You know what truly happens? Like, some of the answers, I feel like I know if I don't get them, and then sometimes I just find myself pressing it. And then that's why two of the times I answered, I said a word that was in the question.
I love Maya being like, I wrote Katrina. She's like, yes, you did. Yes, yes, you did write Katrina. That's a name. But yes, you wrote that. That is not the correct answer.
But I guarantee you, And shout to my celebrity co-host who was up there doing a terrific job. The gentleman Ike who won, I guarantee you he gonna be the number one seed.
That wasn't fair. You know what I mean? I feel like you should have gone to Ike and be like, let's go play one-on-one in the basketball in the parking lot right now. That's what you should have said to Ike. Like, me and you one-on-one in the parking lot right now, just so I can feel better about myself. You know what? You might have the answers on the Jeopardy board, but I got the answers on the court, all right, Ike? Jalen, I do want to say this. You did. I don't know if you won $30,000 for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, but you earned $30,000 for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, and that is what really is important. You can go to jrladetroit.com to get involved in something very special happening for the children in the community in which Jalen grew up. We will move on to some very important information about the upcoming NBA season. You don't want to miss who Jalen and I think will be some of the key breakout performers from this year's NBA season. Think some Pistons will be involved? Maybe. Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Popeyes. Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Coming to you live from the Seaport above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, we are so close to the tip-off of the NBA season, and we're going to be getting you ready for that here on Jalen and Jacoby. Today, we will focus our analysis on players that are going to have a breakout season. Now, they might be young players that will burst onto the scene, sort of like Desmond Bane did last year, or they could be older players that are going to make a leap or have a comeback. Now, Jalen, there is no surprise that you might have some Pistons on your list. Who are you going to start with?
Well, I'm just looking at Kay Cunningham and Jaden Ivey as a backcourt. And as I've mentioned to you, when the Pistons are at their best, we've had all-star backcourts. My biological father, Jimmy Walker, my godfather, Dave Bean, Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars, Bad Boys, Rip Hamilton, Chauncey, Mr. Big Shot Billups. And we have that again, Jacoby. And Kay Cunningham and Jaden Ivey. Both of these guys are going to be flirting with 17-5-5 this season, creating for teammates, creating for each other, continuing to get better. Both of them competitive defensively. Kate is a terrific leader. I'm really excited about what we're going to see from Detroit basketball.
And it's not just Cade back there. It is also a gentleman by the name of Jaden Ivey, who is already drawing some wild player comparisons.
And the thing is about his player comparisons is when people are saying things like Ja Morant, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Russell Westbrook, that's all that matters. And so that makes my point. And the beautiful thing I like about this team and those players mature beyond their years, beyond their age.
Absolutely. And you know I'm a front runner. You know I'm a bandwagon jumper. The Detroit Pistons have built something that I'm ready to jump on the bandwagon of. I will be in Detroit with you, sitting in the suites, sitting courtside as your plus one multiple times this season.
Let's do it. Let's
now,
do
Jalen,
it.
Now, Jalen, I'm going to move on to my first pick. Now, this player is going to make a leap in the sense that we didn't really see him perform in college for odd reasons, and we haven't yet seen him perform in the pros to his potential, and that, of course, is James Wiseman. Because he is being added to a team that just won the championship. The only sort of hole in their roster was at that five spot. Kevon Looney did a great job for them through the playoffs, but Wiseman offers so much more with his skill set. He can be a screener, he can be a roller. You can even post him up something that I don't think they'll do too much, but he offers them a new tool, a new weapon that they've never had before. I don't think that Wiseman would thrive in other environments, but when you are surrounded by a playmaker like Draymond, the gravity that pulls the defense like the Splash Brothers, it's just going to be so much opportunity for him in this offense just to be successful that I expect a huge season from him. And again, I'm not saying he's the future face of the league, but I'm saying on this team, in this system, he will thrive this season.
We're going deeper into the box score. And of the players that we mentioned, I don't believe any have been All-Stars and may or may not be this season. And that's why having a player like Wiseman on here is important, Jacoby, because he's going to play quality minutes. And you mentioned things that he gives them. How about just being tall? As you look at the landscape of the league, the Joker back-to-back MVP, Giannis, Embiid led the league in scoring. You're going to need that anchor down low to make those guys work and give you some work defensively.
Jalen, you've selected someone who's on my list, and I'm kind of upset about it, but please celebrate, who really broke on the scene last year, but is about to have a breakout this year in New Orleans.
Well, I wanted Larry Bird behind me on the show, but you, like, I prayed to his posters when you was booing him when he was a Celtic, so there it is. So I'll take this guy. I've been telling people the last couple of years when Willie Green took the job, if you want a stock to bet on, in the NBA, I'm taking the Pelicans. Zion is returning. Let me say that aloud. In the best shape of his career. Brandon Ingram has improved as a playmaker, an all-star. CJ McCollum, 20-plus point scorer. Knockdown three-point shooter. Valanciunas, anchor down low. But you know that missing piece?
What's that missing piece?
You know that missing piece?
What's the missing piece?
Herb Jones. See, he can basically guard anybody. And one of the things that he does is he got some go-go gadget arms, Jacoby. Mm-hmm. He jumped out there and blocked somebody's shot in the playoffs, a three-pointer. Okay? the level of defensive tenacity that he brings, the sky's the limit for his potential. And Grand Theft Alvarado picking up guys from 94 feet.
Jalen, my next player to have a breakout season has been an all-star, has been an all-NBA player. But when you say breakout, you make a leap from one season to the next.
Oh.
And there is no one in the NBA that can perform better this season than they did last season, like Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons did not play basketball last season. And Ben Simmons' stock is so low right now. People on the internet are making fun of him for shooting an air ball at a press event right now as I speak. I'm buying all the Ben Simmons stock. He doesn't need to shoot. He doesn't need to dribble. He needs to defend many positions, and he needs to receive passes and dunk the basketball. If he's shooting from beyond 15 feet, which he doesn't do, that is a mistake. He is surrounded by scorers. He's surrounded by playmakers. He needs to do what he is best at, which is score in transition, playmake on offense, and defend on defense. What they did this offseason, and I'm saying this offseason because Ben didn't play last season, they got a lot better on defense, and their roster makes a lot more sense than it did last year. Breakout season for Ben Simmons. I own all the Ben Simmons stock now, and you will all be trying to buy it from me in about 2 or 3 months. We're going to take the rest of this month to get you ready for the NBA season, so make sure you watch J&J every single day to get prepared for this upcoming NBA season we're so excited for. We're also very excited to come back after this very short break. You are watching J&J. And Jalen, I've got news about a versus battle that's going to be bigger than anyone we've had to this point. The biggest one yet. We'll tell you who that is. There's some hints on the screen right now. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, every day we have a show, what do we do?
We recognize the fact that Brittany Griner is still wrongfully detained. Now 236 days, so we here at Jalen and Jacoby wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Jalen, nothing gets you more excited than a potential versus battle. There are rumors on the internet that it is going to happen. Bad Boy versus So Def, the biggest versus battle yet. Your thoughts?
I'm happy to see JD. I'm happy to see Diddy on the big stage getting their shine. All of the artists that they've helped influence in one way, shape, or form that they brought to the masses, the credibility, the remixes. Those have been two game-changing record labels, Bad Boy and So Def, representing the culture.
We'll be back tomorrow, ESPN 2, 4 p.m. We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Rose, today on the television portion of the program, we did a little discussion about breakout players in the National Basketball Association. We each had one more, so I'm going to do those now here in the podcast exclusive. You had a tall guard, left-handed, that can get to the basket, that can shoot from mid-range, they can play point guard, they can play off the ball. All that sounds very familiar to me. Something tells me that you see yourself in a little bit in this player. Who am I discussing, Mr. Rose?
RJ Barrett. And the thing that I've liked about his progression is he plays on the big stage and all we ever hear is about when he's playing basketball. It's not what restaurant that he's eating at. It's not what he's posting on social media. He in the gym working on his game. I appreciate that. And because he has that work ethic and that discipline, now I continue to see him get stronger, get in better shape, have more confidence in his jump shot, better ability to absorb contact and still finish at the hoop, being a lot more athletic. You see him finishing with some great dunks. Got a big deal this offseason. And the Knicks show faith in him.
Yep.
Because he would have been a linchpin in a lot of ways, even if it was to a third party team, for the Knicks to get Donovan Mitchell.
And one of the things I love about RJ is he was drafted after Zion and after Ja, right? Two sort of like franchise-changing impact players. And his rookie season, he did not perform near the level that Zion and Ja did. And I think as NBA fans and NBA lovers, a lot of times we're quick to judge somebody. We're like, oh, it's not going to work for RJ. RJ Barrett is 22 years of age, right? You got drafted, you were 21, right? Like, he's 22 yes. years of age, and he has gotten better every single season since that rookie season. And I watch way too many Knicks games than I should. And I just love how he has developed. I think the shooting splits are going to be better this year. That's one way that he can improve, especially shooting from three. But I think he'll get a lot more opportunity to catch and shoot threes now that Brunson's on the team, and he's not going to have the ball in his hands as much as he used to have. And I, like you, think he's going to have a great season. But let's be realistic about the Knicks, Jay. When you look at the Eastern Conference, I could probably name 7 or 8 teams that are better than the Knicks. Probably 9.
Agreed. The Knicks would be a part of the play-in scenario. Pistons as well. But one thing I want to say about RJ Barrett, when you get drafted behind Zion and Ja Jacoby, A, you were right. It's because he didn't have the first year in a lot of ways when everyone was healthy that those two guys did. But it's because of their athleticism and the highlight plays. So when you talk about reminding me of something, because he'll go games without having dunks.
Go games? He'll still, go 10 games.
Right. And still had 25 points. And so that's another thing. When I'm watching the Knicks this year, it's going to be interesting to see, because the same thing for Jalen Brunson. Like, normally when you think Madison Square Garden or big stage, you want the flashy Stephon Marbury type. Mm-hmm. Rod Strickland, Mark Jackson yes. type of guard. You know, somebody that embodies playing on the playground. You want their game to look like it's on that stage, but it's really on the playground. Brunson and RJ Barrett aren't those like highlight reel above the rim, explosive blow by type of players.
No.
But they're winning players
RJ
with good attitudes. And
RJ
they left
40 dunks last season, which is a high number for RJ. I thought it'd be less than that. So, Jalen, I have to very quickly ask you a quick question. Because you mentioned how RJ's not a highlight player. And if you look on YouTube for Jalen Rose highlights, like, they're few and far between. You got a lot of buckets, but just not a lot of highlights. So, I'm not here to clown you. I'm here to celebrate you. Here's my question for you. I bet you've never even thought of this. What is one play, one singular play in your NBA career where you're just like, wow, I showed out on that? Like, what is one fancy pass, one behind the back something? Like, what is one play you're like, damn, I can't believe I got that off in an NBA game?
Well, see, here's the disconnect. What is a highlight? So at some point of your career, if you're not a high flyer, there's still beauty in how you get your buckets. That yes. still is a highlight.
Nikola Jokic has a lot of highlights. He's not a high flyer.
Correct. And so, I mean, I like having a signature move. I like being able to do my turnaround jumper on the baseline on the post. I like being there, but that's the torture chamber. Some of your favorite players in the 90s and 2000s. From Jordan, Kobe, rest in peace. Iverson, Big Dog, Mashburn, Sprewell, Allen Houston. When I left Indiana playing against the Pacers and Reggie.
They got 6 minutes on YouTube of Jalen Rose, mid-post, left block, turnaround, baseline side, fadeaway jumper. They got 6 minutes of that on YouTube. I've seen
no
it.
No doubt about it. No,
yeah.
No doubt about it. So I would say you want a player to have a signature a move. So that I would say that in itself.
Okay. The last one I have is Shaedon Sharpe, who kind of like Wiseman, like we didn't really see play in college. A lot of mystery. A lot of mystery around what happened to him in his year in Kentucky. I think he played in a couple practices, and there's no real explanation of why he didn't play on the team, but he didn't play on the team. And the much like sort of Michael Porter Jr. with the Nuggets, like they just said, you know what, this guy's got talent. He was ranked very highly. Let's take a flyer on him. And so far in the preseason, Shaedon Sharpe has looked really good for the Blazers. But Jalen, we're going to do this on TV, I'm sure, at some point. But I'm going to seed this idea like you do for the producers. I have a bold prediction for the season, Mr. Rose.
What's that?
Dame Lillard does not finish the season on the Blazers. So when we talk about Dame off wax and on wax, what did you say about Dame's goals last season all the time? What would you say every time his name came up?
First, you got to make sure you secure that bag.
Yep, you're talking about he wants the extension. He wants the extension. So he's going to say all the right things and commit as much as he can to Portland, and he got the extension. I look at Portland's roster, and I love Dame. One of my favorite players. Like, if it was just a straight-up draft to win a game, I'm picking Dame higher than a lot of people would. But that team, defensively, that depth, they're not going to win a lot of games in the Western Conference. And there is, when you talk about the Pistons and the Knicks being in the play-in conversation, the Blazers are going to be like in the conversation but not saying much. And now that he's got that extension, can't you see a world in which Dame Lillard quietly expresses to the new front office in Portland that maybe they would both be better off if he removed for some picks?
It depends on, again, how he feels about what's next. Because you just said it, for me, as a fan of his, I wanted him to get top dollar.
Got it, that's done.
So now to me that he secured the bag, if it looked like they're lottery bound, I would love for him to end up in a situation where he's playing for a contender. We could just start putting plug and play with him on it, almost any team.
Oh, I mean, literally any team is much, much better with Dame Lillard. I mean, obviously you have teams like the Grizzlies, for example, that have Ja, where I think that would be a misallocation of resources, right? But there's only like a few teams that wouldn't trade everything they got in the reserves for Dame Lillard to come play with them. And I feel like the Blazers are going to be one of those teams. And
you
every time Victor Wembanyama hits another turnaround three, there's more front offices being like, yeah, are we sure we're trying to make the play-in?
Yeah.
Like, are we sure? We sure we're trying to do that?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to reach out to Dame and get him on the show.
Good, good. And you'll see me try to have this conversation, but in a very roundabout way without asking him directly. That's what you do. I would never ask him directly. This very roundabout way. And try to get him in this conversation. But shout to him for getting that bag. But I do, like, you were so happy when Giannis won that championship. You were so happy. You were like, he doubled down, he stayed in his small market. And it paid off for him, and Oscar Robinson was there, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and you were just so happy about that. But I've noticed your tune has changed a little bit when it comes to Dame Lillard, Mr. Rose. After that extension got signed, you're not sitting here riding for him to stay in Portland his whole career and to be a Portland Blazer for life. I don't hear you singing that song, Mr. Rose. A little different when you don't have that championship roster that Giannis had. A little different.
I mean, he had a different point of his career. He's older than Giannis.
Yep.
It's a tall man's game, and Giannis is 7 foot. And as we was talking about places that I would love to see Dame, that's the first spot that came to mind.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
First spot that came to mind.
Well, I don't know what they have to give back because the Bucks draft picks are not that enticing. If the Bucks are like, I'm going to give you 3 first-rounders the next 3 years, I'd be like, all right, so I'm going to get the 26th, 25th, the 27th pick? Like, all right.
But you know one thing I learned about superstar deals? They end up where they say they want to go. And I got another get. You know what? Hold on. My Rostradamus.
Rostradamus is here? Ladies and gentlemen, Rostradamus has entered the chat.
I found a home for Damian Lillard.
He has his eyes closed and his fingers on his temple, and he's channeling the energy that creates his prophetic knowledge of the future. Rostradamus, the floor is yours.
Dame Lillard fits right in. Miami Heat.
Oh, wow!
Miami Heat.
Wow!
Yes. Miami Heat.
Wow! Interesting.
Yes.
I don't know what they have the assets and some of the
contracts to get it done. Like a Duncan Robinson deal.
Yeah, Duncan Robinson is, as much as I love my my Caucasian Americans that played in Western Massachusetts in college. Duncan Robinson. I don't know if you had Pat Riley after a couple drinks, I don't know if he'd be singing the praises of that deal that he made for Duncan Robinson's services. I don't know if he'd be doing that. And hopefully that doesn't go the same for Tyler Hero, because I do like the caucasity that they have developing down there in Miami.
That's your squad. Yeah, Jacoby, when Cooper Rush caught that one-handed pass the other night, went 70 yards. Jacoby went and bought some stock. Cooper Kupp. That was a nasty catch.
That was a great catch.
He's a beast.
We have time for one voicemail. Don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. If you leave us a voicemail, we'll put you on the pod just like this.
What up, doe? It's your boy, Darnell from Denver. The original. Yeah, medicinal. Shout out Red the Ledge. I got a soft move or a boss move for y'all. So I'm an operations manager in a pretty well-known, pretty big company. And so sometimes I have to talk to a lot of people, you know, moving around the facility that I work at and everything like that. And so sometimes when I see people coming, I'll pretend to be on the phone just so I don't have to stop and talk to them. Now, you know, my girl, you know, by the way, she did get her elbows situation straightened out. No more Carmex on the elbows. But she said that that's rude. I just want to know from you guys, my OGs, is that a soft move or a boss move, pretending to be on the phone when you're at work just so you don't have to stop and talk to people or certain people? You know what it is, man. It's your boy, Darnell from Denver. Yep, medicinal.
The originator of Yep, medicinal. Contributor to the lexicon.
OG!
Not just of Jalen and Jacoby, but the culture at large. Big shout out to Darnell. He definitely worked at Amazon. He didn't want to say it. He's like, I work at a well-known company with a large facility. I'm an operator. He work at Amazon, Darnell. You can just say it, dog. We know where you work. Big shout out to all the people that work at Amazon getting my packages to my building. Now, I have an answer for Darnell before I pass to you, Mr. Rose. I think it is a boss move to act like you're on the phone so you don't have to talk to certain people and make small talk, especially when you're in a management position. I totally understand. However, I will caveat that with this. It is a high-risk maneuver. Because in the event that you pretend to be on the phone, and for some reason, somehow, some way, whether you get a phone call or someone sees your screen, that they notice that you are perpetrating a phone call, there's no coming back from that. So I'll say it is a boss move, but it is a high-risk move that should only be done by trained professionals that know what they are doing.
I love that. Great explanation. Shout Darnell Denver. Yup. Original medicinal.
Original our guy, medicinal.
Producer of the show, associate producer. It's always a boss move to be able to play small sometime. Let me tell you a secret. There's certain places I go, not just in 2022, in 1982. Sometimes you're announcing that you're there, and sometimes you're not. You gotta be able to like be a chameleon in certain roles. You can't always have one pitch. You see what I mean? And in order to navigate relationships with people that you work with every single day, you're going to be forced to have conversations with them anyway. So if every now and then you can eliminate a percentage of those conversations to concentrate on whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're trying to digest, whatever's going on in your heart, it's cool. I had to learn to do that as a public figure. Like right now, I still walk around with a mask on. Not because I'm not fully vaccinated. I'm going to get, I believe, the fifth shot tomorrow. But it's because I realize it cuts down like 25% of interaction of people saying stuff to me. Not that I don't love the public or give the people what they want. But sometimes I just want to be in my own thoughts or listen to music or just concentrate on where I'm going. So I think this is a boss move, but you're right. Don't get caught doing that. You get caught doing that, jeez, you're going to get roasted.
Jalen, you can put on all the masks and sunglasses and hoodies that you want, but you're still going to be a 6'9 black dude, right? With some designer clothes on and some white straight teeth and a chain. I've seen people go up to Jalen Rose and just be like, I don't know who you are, but I know you somebody. Exactly. I love when people say that. It's always like older black women just be like, I don't know who you are, but I know you're somebody and I need a picture. I've seen it happen so many times. It's like, you have no idea who you're taking a picture with. You have no idea. But I know you somebody, so give me a picture.
Yeah, Jalen, that's why you gotta try to look crisp. Try to look like new money.
You are somebody to the rest of the world, but to our podcast family, you are part of the family. We appreciate the people listening to the podcast every single day, and we'll be back with another dope pod to step two tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen and Tony?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got the gift of people.